Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among those with some poignant remembrances this Veterans Day is a 92-year-old woman who served as an aide to General Douglas MacArthur. We first met Alba Thompson during a WBUR election special in the bellwether town of Plymouth this month. On this Veterans Day, we wanted to hear more about her reaction to President Truman firing MacArthur in 1951 because of disagreements over foreign policy in Korea, and her thoughts in general about working with MacArthur.
He was an icon, of course. He was also impenetrable, and I was the only woman on his staff at that point. I don't ever recall the general asking me a personal question. He acted as though I would go on forever if he wound me up, you know?
And what was the most striking thing that you remember about working with him?
He had a charisma. He had a personality that was almost perfect for the Far East. He almost took the place of the Emperor of Japan. He did remarkable things, and I was really sad when he was removed from that position of trust and command by the president. I think they could have done it with much more charm and elegance.
Yeah, we actually have a clip of when he left. It's his 1951 farewell speech to a joint meeting of Congress. Let's listen to this.
Since I took the oath on the plane at West Point, and the hopes and dreams have long since vanished, but I still remember the refrain of one of the most popular barrack ballads of that day, which proclaimed most proudly that old soldiers never die.
All soldiers never die, they just fade away. You know, that he had borrowed that, of course, other people had said that. But it had its own poignancy in his case.
As you alluded to, he had a very tense relationship with President Truman at the time.
And yes.
He got in trouble, really, for making statements to Congress that contradicted official U.S. policy. What do you remember as the most tense moment that you experienced working with him?
One morning, in came a group of Japanese engineers, and they wanted to talk to the general on some very important projects for the rehabilitation of Japan. And they spoke almost no English whatsoever. And the general told me to interpret. You know, he had to leave for a moment or so. I thought I was going to die because my Japanese is probably on a par with a three-year-old's ability. And here I'm dealing with highly educated men in a scientific area about which I know nothing, even in English, let alone Japanese. The general returned, and you know what they did? They all covered up for me, and they said in English, "She speaks beautiful Japanese." So that I did not lose face.
You know, I'm wondering, this is radio after all, is there a sound or a song that reminds you of your time in the military?
I really go weak, and perhaps all veterans do, when I hear Taps, because it is a poignant reminder, and a sad one, of those who died and those who were badly wounded, and that some of us escaped. Beautiful people died at the age of 19 and 20, and they are today. There is no good war. They're all bad.
Alba Thompson spoke to us from Jordan Hospital in Plymouth. Thompson was a longtime aide to General Douglas MacArthur during World War II and the Korean War. To see a clip of MacArthur's farewell speech to Congress, go to WBUR.org.